May. Sakina of Beachview from Brandon Sr. and Jr. Chris Butler from Jalene, Will, and Finn. Becky Bub of Freedom from all of the other Bubs. Nin of Mudhall from your family. On May 15th, we have Myra of Highland Park and Holly of Bethel Park. And David of Wilmington, North Carolina, from your respective families. On the 16th, happy birthday to Lisa of Bradford Woods from your family. Ethan from Janice and Tom and Ryan and Megan. Pete of Southold, New York from Penny and the girls. Aiden of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, Kira and Colin. Addison of Beaver from your mom. Ashley of Emlinton from Josh and Angel. Tion of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester. Cameron of Gibsonia from your family. And Marge from Chip and Logan.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's mailing address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States official. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Sing it. Believe me, you'll know the words.
You wanna get me, I said, you know.
There you've got Mumbles from Oscar Peterson, along with Clark Terry. Clark Terry doing the vocals there. Brad Yoder is going to join us in a little bit today. And it's good to have Brad around. He's going to be at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh tonight as part of the Song Space series. We'll give you more details about that coming up. We were talking before about clues, our afterthoughts puzzle. We had cross, key, pass, buzz, watch, and they were all clues. We asked you what comes after that, and the answer we were looking for was word. Stu wanted to give the clue of 32-bit. Yes, 32-bit word, or a 32-bit word clock. Well done.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
Hi, this is Serena Alapredi, a student at Dubois Area High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. I hope you will join me in attendance at Theater Magic Act Sing Dance, hosted by Clarion Center for the Arts at 15506 Route 322, Clarion, PA. This event will take place on May 10th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. EST. Theater Magic Act Sing Dance is a workshop aimed to introduce kids ages 8 to 13 to the exciting world of musical theater. This workshop is free to attend and could help your child show off creativity, enhance teamwork, and build confidence in an energetic environment. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I will be in attendance at this event and shall be recapping the event in a review following. Theater Magic Act Sing Dance is just one of many events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days between the dates of April 26th through June 7th. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
SLB trained students from throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania filing these previews for Remake Learning Days, and you can learn more at remakelearningdays.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they may belong to. Could be a woman, a man, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe somebody from the world of sports, politics, entertainment, movies, film, Broadway. I guess that is entertainment, history, literature. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name that you know. And today's Guess Who initials, M-S. M-S. That's M as in Munhall and S as in Springdale. M-S. You can guess as many times as you would like. And it's time to let the guessing begin.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
412-200-5975. And James in Freiburg gets us started with Morty Seinfeld, George's dad. Merle Saunders, Monica Salas, Max Sennett. The correct answer. Well done. Mel Sharples. I need to look that one up. Mitzi Shore. Michael Scott. Also, well done having the correct answer on one of your initial guesses. Yes, Mel Sharples is who I thought he was. The actor Vic Tayback played Mel Sharples, the owner of Mel's Diner in the TV program Alice. Here come a lot more guesses. Nick and Susan in New York City. We've missed you. They have Martha Stewart, Margaret Sanger, Maggie Smith, Maurice Sendak, Michael Shannon, Maria Sharapova, Mary Steenburgen, Michael Sheen, Michael Scott, Martin Short, Michael Steele, and the great Mort Saul. Our guess who initials are MS. Why not make a guess right now at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here comes Bill with the guess of Martin Short. Brian. I need to look. Brian's up here. I should know this person. Michael Strahan, American TV host, journalist, and former professional football player for the New York Giants. It is not him. I like meeting new people this way, though. Angie and Mars has Martin Scorsese. Great guess. Mike and Mars has Martha Stewart. It's not her. Brian guesses Monica Salas. And our lines are once again open. You can guess by phone, by text, at 412-200-5975. You also can reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. So we have one correct answer so far from James. Bruce has a great guess. I wish it were this person. Maxwell Smart. And Stu. And McCandless says, how about Mortimer Snerd? Not him. Nick and Mars has Martin Short, Martin Sheen, Michael Cimbello, and Matt Stairs. I think Nick is in Mars. Jim in Crafton Heights has Miles Standish and also Maxwell Smart. Caden is playing along in eastern Pennsylvania. He guessed two of his teachers. This is good. It's the end of National Teacher Appreciation Week. Mrs. Sudholtz and Mrs. Shepherd. Neither of those is correct. His made-up guess is Malcolm Shudbutt. Malcolm Shudbutt is a thought leader in the world of should and shouldn't. His latest book is called Should I or Shouldn't I? And it's a treatise about things you should do versus things you should not do. Malcolm Shudbutt is featured on most esoteric talk shows, including those carried by American Public Media. And you'll note him by his frizzy-haired appearance and constant selling of books. It's Malcolm Shudbutt. Ask for him by name and listen to him whenever you can. Morley Safer. Guessed by Zach in Pittsburgh. Good to hear from you, Zach. Not Morley Safer. Annie, Caden's mom, just guessed Martin Short. And Mike and Mars did it simultaneously. Mary Steenburgen, guessed by Linda. and Collier, along with Mary Shelley. Great guesses. Neither of them is it. Mickey Spillane, a guess by Bill. Not Mickey Spillane. Dan in Clarion, Pennsylvania has Meryl Streep. Margaret Sanger, guessed by Bill and Sheridan. Good morning, Bill. Jim in Crafton Heights. Ah, great guess. Manny Sanguian, number 35, the great pirate catcher and ambassador. Meryl Streep, guessed by John in Economy. Trish is in Cook's Forest. Martha Stewart, Meryl Streep, Michael Strahan, and Maria Shriver, as well as Molly Shannon. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars, your latest guess is correct. Craig in McKeesport has Meryl Streep, Michael Stipe, and Mortimer Snerd. None of those is it. Gail is in Stanton Heights. Martin Scorsese, Martin Sheen, Monica Salas, Martin Short, Maggie Smith, Maurice Sendak, Mira Sorvino, Maria Shriver, Meryl Streep, Mary Steenburgen, and Mary Shelley. All good guesses. Molly Shannon, guessed by John in Economy Borough. And she has a guess of Matt Smith. Larry and Vanessa at the Holland Tulip Festival in Michigan have a guess of Mary Stewart. I'll add Marty Stewart. I don't think anybody's guessed musician Marty Stewart. Trish adds Marty Schottenheimer. That's a great guess. John in Economy adds McLean Stevenson. Every now and then guesses come in and I wish those were correct. It's not McLean Stevenson. Zach, you just got the correct answer. You guessed two people. The older of the two is the person we were looking for. Marty Stauffer of Wild America, guessed by Dan and Clarion, not that person. We'll leave things open for a little bit at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Nice to have you with us as we play Guess Who. Holly had a guess of Martha Stewart over on Facebook, as well as Mark Shepard and Matt Smith. Guesses continue to come in, so I almost feel like I don't necessarily need to give you a hint. Jeff in Maine, you are on the right track somewhat with Mother Superior, mostly because I will tell you that the person we're looking for is a well-known mother. And let's see, in addition to a Jeff in Maine, we have a Jeff in Pittsburgh, who had a guess of Marty Stauffer, I think it is, of Wild America. Mick in St. Clair has Miles Standish. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Meryl Streep, Michael Schumacher, Matthew Shepard, Martin Scorsese, Mary Steenburgen, Mary Shelley, Maria Shriver, Marina Sirtis, Max Schreck, McLean Stevenson, and Max Steiner. Thank you. start looking for a well-known mother. And this well-known mother has two daughters and a son. And this well-known mother's youngest daughter shares her initials. Nick in West Mifflin has Marichal Shostakovich as a guest. Gail has Mira Servino, Marina Sirtis, Molly Shannon, Matt Smith, Morgan Spurlock, Michael Stipe, Matt Stone, and the correct answer at the very end. Dan and Clarion has the correct answer. Mort Saul, guessed by Alan in Squirrel Hill. And Brian has another one. Oh, let me make sure that is who I think it is. Who played him? It's a character from that TV show produced in Canada that involves a creek whose name is hard to say on the radio, but Mott was the name of the character. That's a great guess. It's not that person. Mick has Mother Speed of Mother Jugs and Speed. This is when the last guess is who could it possibly be. And Ricky just took a call. We're going to give the answers out in just a moment, give you the correct answer. We've had enough. A lot of people talk about having homies. This person, indeed, would not be overstating or exaggerating with respect to that in her particular case. Greg had Melanie Sofka, who we all knew as Melanie, the folk singer. And played Mutt. Thank you, Brian. That was bugging me. Well, did you know the correct answer? Last call, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Is coming in. Trish, you came up with it. So James got it right off the bat. Mike came up with the correct answer. So did Zach, Gail, Dan, and Trish. And did you know who we were looking for? Today, the MS was Marge Simpson. we gave you the clue of her having a daughter with the same initials. And that would be daughter Maggie Simpson. And congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. We'll have more fun to come here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we had a request for a particular song from our Mother's Day collection, and this is the perfect time to play it. It's Kathy Callick.
Wipe your nose on your mom. Use a Kleenex, not your mom. Use a hanky, not your mom. Use a tablecloth, not your mom. Use any old thing, but not your mom.
You never need a pillow if you got your mom. Lay your head down on your mom. Use a napkin, not 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 your mom.
That's Kathy Callick, and use a napkin, not your mom. We've been talking a lot about Remake Learning Days today, and we are part of Remake Learning Days, too. In fact, you can stop in and record a podcast with your family today. Just come on by anytime between noon and 2, and as long as we're here, you can come by. Starting at 10 o'clock, there's no charge. While our podcast studios won't be open until noon, you can come by and say hello on the Saturday Light Brigade. We have Youth Chamber Connection at 10 o'clock, as well as students from Pittsburgh Perry talking about their upcoming play called Till Death Do Us Part. And at 11 o'clock, the Spurs of the Moments are going to be with us. So here is hoping that you'll join us. Brad Yoder is coming up in just about 5 to 10 minutes to share some music and conversation.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
This is Connor, a freshman at DuBois Area High School, and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon. I hope you'll join me at Innovation Playground hosted by IU6 at the Clarion YMCA on May 16th at 4:30 to 7 p.m. Innovation Playground gives participants a chance to learn about science, technology, and the arts. This event also allows kids of all ages to experience a wide range of activities. These activities include flying drones, coding robots, and conducting science experiments. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm excited to see the many cool activities this event has to offer. To learn more about Clarion YMCA, visit clarioncountyymca.org. Innovation Playground is just one of the hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexa Bosick, Todd Chorosky, Ella Storm, and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Since she was a kid of three, Connie practiced diligently. She could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Connie hated melody. She had a yen for timpani. She longed to play a drum. When her mother made her practice on the fiddle every day, she'd stop right in the middle and say, Mama, I wanna make rhythm, don't wanna make music, just wanna go down. I wanna make boomba. I wanna go da 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 da. I've got no desire to carry a Stradivarius, but there's the little primitive tom tom in my tom tom. Oh mama, I wanna make rhythm, don't wanna make music, just wanna go da. Just wanna go down, down,
That's the Chenille Sisters and Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm. Thank you for being here along with us today, especially on a day like today. It's one of those very busy weekends, depending on what you're up to, gorgeous weather-wise, the forecast is calling for. You might be doing some yard cleanup, perhaps. That could very well be on the schedule for today. Or maybe you're just going to relax, or maybe you're heading off to visit your mom or grandmother. And if your activities planned for today are just to hang out on your own, I'm glad we're here to keep one another company. It means the world to us that you're tuned in this morning.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
A quick note that our summer camps still have openings and scholarship dollars available for both partial and full scholarships. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. I'm thrilled that Brad Yoder can be with us this morning. We will talk a bit about his performance tonight with Chris Matthews as part of the Song Space series at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, as well as some other things he's been up to lately. But first, we'll start with the song. Here's Brad Yoder.
This one is brand new.
Remember, maybe astronauts understand just how far, just how small are all our fragile plans. I recall the moment when I held your hand like light from stars. Shoreline. astronauts may travel to Jupiter or Mars to colonize or just survive to drive their flying cars. If your heart's a planet, I never got that far. There's a corner of my sky where you can stay. Like light from stars a thousand years away.
Thanks for sharing something so new. What a beautiful song that combines physical space and both the pleasure and pain of time. What a great song. How long have you been holding on to that?
To what?
To the song. When did you write it?
Last week.
Yeah.
And that's I'm in this song group where we get a word prompt every week, and the prompt from not this past week but the week before was astronauts understand. So that's where the astronaut song, I think that song is probably called Astronauts, but it had it involved a funny amount of Googling because that I spent the first line was like light from stars older than the sun or something, and it turns out that while we can see light that old on Earth only with telescopes, and then I eventually figured out that I think the oldest light we can see from Earth with our eyes without, a telescope is about 6,000 years old, which is still pretty amazing. Cause for a minute I had light from stars older, from stars before we both were born, which is actually also a little less impressive. So anyway, it took me a little while to get that sort of scientifically more or less accurate.
Just as and it's amazing because, people might fact check a song or want to be sure exactly. Your metaphors are correct. Just as those prompts knock things out of your head maybe or inspire you to write along a certain way. You just knocked something out of my head. You remember a couple weeks ago, we were very excited because Venus and Mars were bright in the sky and the moon was making a crescent shape beneath the two planets and it looked like a smiley face.
Mm.
And
I wasn't aware of that.
That was it's probably says a lot about your media consumption in a good way. But that was all.
That sounds cool, though. Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking, remember back when we looked for constellations and we talked, and now we're down to, hey, there's a smiley face up in the sky.
And, of course, we have apps where you can hold up your phone and it shows you where all the constellations are, which is pretty cool.
It's amazing the way the world's changed. Well, you are going to be with Chris Matthews tonight at Songspace.
Tonight at Songspace. And Chris is the most recent International Folk Music Alliance Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. Chris's songs are really powerful. She's a moving, inspiring performer, and so I'm very excited to open for Chris tonight.
And that will be at 7:30 tonight. Songspace is at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, which is at Moorwood and Ellsworth, and you can learn more at usongspace.com. Or you can visit bradyoder.com to learn more about his music. I know an album was in the works of people doing your songs.
Yeah, that's on Bandcamp now. If you look for me on Bandcamp, you'll find a collection of songs called Ripples Travel, which is over 40 people covering my songs, mostly local people, a few outside of town, and everything from, you know, a phone recording to rather elaborate production. So
it's an amazing honor, or just an homage, maybe is a better word, for all the lives you've touched in the community over the past.
Yeah, that I was really touched. And my friend Bill Danilo, who just released a great record, by the way, shout out to Bill, and as a Crasia,
yeah.
I forget. I should send you a link to that record. But
I think I may have one. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. So he organized that and reached out to people. And in the phase where I didn't know it was happening, he was, you know, he was the person keeping track of who did what song. So there was only one of each song and so on.
What a great thing. And then have you been working on a new one of your own?
I released one last August, and so I have not started the next. That's the next.
Last
next
August
move.
Is fairly fresh in this world.
Yeah, that's still, but I've been writing, so I have new things to play and hopefully record.
You never have had an apparent dry spell in all the years I've known you.
I've had lulls, and actually this song group really helped, and I've been doing that now for about 5 years. So in the last 5 years, probably two-thirds at least of the songs I've written have started with those prompts, which there's one every week. And in this particular group, you don't have to write a song every week, but you can. I usually write about a song and a half a month probably from those. But it's just good to make things. Kids know this, you know. And if you make enough things, you will inevitably make some really good ones.
Well, true. And for me, I always think about if you put out thoughtful, creative work, and as you do so, you might not even realize what comes out of your head as you do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only are you creating that, but you're making your mind more accessible to allow new things in. And to me, it's almost like a steady state, and you're not going to be very amenable to new ideas unless you're putting your ideas out there. And the best way to do that, I think, is through writing, whether or talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Brad Yoder is here. BradYoder.com is how you can learn more about him. He's going to be with Chris Matthews tonight at Song Space. You want to do another one?
I do, and I'm going to do another song written from a prompt, although this is not from the song game. That's the weekly thing I do. This was a retreat that Mirabelle Skipworth organized and brought in, among other people, a songwriter from Austin named Pam Reyes. So Pam and I were paired together, and given the words plastic and giant to incorporate in a song. So we wrote a song called Plastic Giant, which is also super random, but I like how it came out, and it's it has kind of a fable vibe to it.
Plastic giant looking down, trying not to make a sound, watching from the mountainside. Fables flash before his eyes. He knows how the story ends after all the twists and bends. High above our playground tunes, plastic giant gently looms. Once upon a time, closed my eyes while you were hiding, counted 10, but I can't find you. Once upon a time, plastic giant wonders why, when and how and who decides. Boxes full of fairy tales, slideshows from old rummage sales, whistles some sad song you know to the townsfolk down below. What's that plaintive call they heard? Surely just a distant bird. Once upon a time, closed my eyes while you were hiding, counted 10, I still can't find you. Once upon a time, broken nursery rhymes passed along by children chanting, spin in circles, fall down laughing. Once upon a time, plastic giant looking out, face half hidden by a cloud. If you can't grant one last wish, promise you'll remember this.
Brad Yoder, that's a great song.
That's from February.
And I forget where, I mean, I've known this for a long time, but I just had it pop up in a social media feed, and it's about the song Genoa on My Mind, which John Hartford wrote, mm-hmm. and what he says was about 20 minutes after right. after seeing the movie Dr. Zhivago. It was actually a piece about the movie, but mm-hmm. it mentioned how just immediately John Hartford had to get back and write the song. There's stories about Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light, not the Hank Williams I
not
Saw
the
Light
song,
him writing that mm-hmm. So quickly. Some songs, have you had experiences where a song has come to you so lightning fast like that?
Every once in a while. For me, there's usually...
take a minute. Catch your breath here. Some of us have been up since 4 and are already warmed up.
For me, there's usually a lot of like ironing, like a little detail tweaking, and I sing the song to myself. Which is also why by the time it's done, it's pretty much memorized. I've never really used song lyrics unless something is really new. But so I'm usually adjusting, making small word adjustments especially, or sometimes melody adjustments over a period of time until a song feels done. But I have had songs that showed up very quickly and were kind of... You usually know if something is the, you know, even if it's not finished, you can tell that it's going to be. And that's an exciting feeling because there's a sort of inevitability about, oh, this is going to be good if I hang out with it long enough.
Yeah, and you know yourself well enough mm-hmm. and are patient with yourself enough that you know this moment's maybe few and far between,
yeah,
or, hey, I can tell. This is something that's
going to happen. And part of it is to make things when you have that and also make things when you don't. But that's the great thing, again, about, like, kids being creative is that they just start making and they don't wait, you know, for a special feeling. I mean, the special feeling is great when they show up, but sometimes, you know, you just make something.
Yeah, we can learn a lot about kids, and one of the things that I hope we're learning about more is to stay childlike in our pursuit.
Yeah,
of
it
what
is it
we
is
do.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. This is Brad Yoder. We're going to have him do one more song. I want to let you know that he'll be with Chris Matthews, who we do have a couple of Chris's
yeah,
albums here.
Absolutely. You should play some Chris.
Absolutely.
Sure.
The show tonight is at Songspace, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 7:30. That's May 10th if you happen to be listening. Mm-hmm. Now, I also wanted to ask Brad if folks might be looking to commission a song for a special
birthday. I've
done that.
I've done song commissions, and I've also done some songwriting workshops at local schools, most recently with fifth graders at Winchester Thurston.
Oh, we work with that very
yeah,
same class.
Yeah.
We probably have worked with some of the same
I'm
children.
I'm sure you have. And it's an exciting time right now. I feel like there's a community of people in Pittsburgh who are interested in working on songwriting, and you know, I get to write with people much younger than myself, people my age, people older than myself. Which reminds me of two things I want to plug. There is a songwriter meetup on the first Wednesday of the month at Hazel Grove Brewing in Hazelwood. That's the first Wednesday at 6:30. We just had one of those this past Wednesday, which is a really lovely gathering of folks. Everyone's invited to play a song. It's not like a critique session at all. You just share a song if you want to. And there's always one featured person. Most recently, Juliana Warner. I don't know if you've had her play, but you should. Her songs are really, really great. So that's a first Wednesday songwriter meetup. And then I'm doing a last Sunday of the month songwriter in the round called Last Sunday Songwriters, also at Hazel Grove from 5:30 to 7:30. So on the 25th, I'll have Bill Danilo and Alexi Campagna from Montreal, who's an amazing fiddler, and Mirabelle Skipworth also doing that.
Nice. And I'm sure bradyoder.com has details.
It will. Actually, bradyoder.com is like days away from a major facelift, and I thought it was going to happen yesterday, and it didn't quite happen yesterday.
Well,
but it should happen soon.
We can anticipate.
Yeah,
it's a good
exactly.
Thing. Brad, as always, thanks for being
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah, this is always a treat. I'm going to play a song. I worked for 3 summers at camp spelled QAMP, with my dear friend Judith Avers, who is missed in this town. One of my favorite songwriters in the world. And this is the first of those 3 summers. This is a song I wrote about the struggle to be ourselves, which is hard work, but worth it. Your closest
You sparkle like a true gem. You're everything you are. There's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down, it's true. There's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down. As the sky, with clear and cloudy patches, but who cares if it matches? 'Cause you can sing and so can I, in harmony together, cacophony. There's a compass in our soul telling us the way to go. Deep down, it's true. There's a map in me and you pointing where we always knew. Pointing where we always knew. Deep down. Deep down.
Brad Yoder with a timeless song.
Thank you.
Look for him tonight at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh as part of Songspace. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO. New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. In just moments, you are going to hear from Youth Chamber Connection, a string quintet. And also in our next hour, we have students from Pittsburgh Perry, actors, in fact.
I had a home out in Texas, down where the blue bonnet grew. I had the kindest old mother. How happy we were, just we two. Till one day the angels called her. The debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside, these last few words to say. Son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 10 years have passed since that party. The promise I broke, I must say, I started in gambling for pastime. At last I was just like them all. I bet my clothes and my money, never dreaming I'd ever fall. Start us off there, Scratch. Money, nothing was left to be seen. All that I needed to break them was one card, and that was a queen. The cards were all dealt round the table. Each man took a card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it, and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture, and somehow she seemed to say, son, you've broken your promise. So I tossed those cards away. My winnings I gave to a newsboy. I knew I was wrong from the start, and I'll never forget that promise to mother, the queen of my heart. Hidey, oodle-ay, oodle-ay, oodle-ay-tee. Hidey, oodle-ay, oodle-ay.
That's Slim Forsyth recorded live from a performance in our studios. Mother, the queen of my heart, written by Pittsburgh's own Slim Bryant and turned into a monster hit by Jimmy Rogers. Slim has played that song on the radio with us many times. That was from March 28th, 2009. He'll be back later in the year. He's working on a new recording. Coming up, we have a quintet from Youth Chamber Connection. We'll introduce them to you. We're getting them set up right now. We have a student from Pittsburgh Kappa, a couple from Trinity Christian School, one from Avonworth, and one from PA Cyber. Stick around.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists.